رسوله الأمين سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. It is the inshallah the 10th night of Dhul Hijjah, the night of the day of Yom al-Nahr, the day before the days of At-Tashriq, 1417 Hijra, corresponding with the 16th day of April 1997 CE, after Salatul Maghrib at Masjid al-Muslimin in Brooklyn, New York. We left off last night talking about Salatul Istikhara, and for those people who are expecting to have the purification of the soul class by way of Riyadhus Salihin, we apologize because that's not tonight. We decided to do Salatul Istikhara, continue with it, inshallah. We mentioned last night what type of prayers can be made, or surahs can be made after Al-Fatiha, and we mentioned that there was no explicit dalil for this, that we should leave it off. That Imam al-Nawawi mentioned that you can say قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ in the first rak'ah and قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ in the second rak'ah, but as we mentioned that Al-Hafiz al-Iraqi said that there is no evidence for this, as he has not found any evidence. We also mentioned that the number of rak'ah for the Salatul Istikhara is 2 rak'ah. And now tonight, inshallah, we also mentioned when is the dua mentioned? Where is it mentioned? Is it mentioned inside the salah itself, or is it after the salah? But tonight we'd like to go to the next question. And remember, we are not entertaining any questions because we have the questions already formulated. And if we haven't exhausted, if there are any questions that we haven't mentioned, then we can ask questions, inshallah. The next question is, the next question is, I think this is this needs to be turned up just a little bit louder. The next question is, what is the case of a person who during salah or after salah, some issue comes to their mind, and they make the du'a of al-istikhara after the salah? I'll say it again. What is the case of a person who's making 2 rak'ah, they're praying, and an issue comes to their mind? Should I, man, this is an important issue. Should I make this hijrah to Pakistan, for instance? Or should I go to India? While they're praying, this comes to their mind. Will the dua of al-istikhara after they make the taslim be counted for them? The answer, according to the ulama of Islam, some of them, they say that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from the outward, the obvious nature of this narration of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that when he said إِذَا هَمَّ أَحَدُكُمْ بِالْأَمْرِ فَلْيَرُكَعْ, that when any of you intends or decides an important matter, then let him make 2 rak'ah. From that statement from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it's clear that the salah and the dua is after the person has the intention of the issue or the matter that is at hand. That the person has been instructed by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that when they have an issue and they intend to deal with that issue, then they make 2 rak'ah. So it wouldn't be appropriate for someone to be already making 2 rak'ah and then something comes to their mind and then make the dua of istikhara after those 2 rak'ah. No, it has to be with the niyyah before they actually make the 2 rak'ah. The next question is there anything that precedes salatul istikhara or the dua of istikhara? Is there anything that precedes it? Because we know that it is part of the etiquette of dua. It is part of the etiquette of dua that we, the Muslims, praise Allah, glorify Allah, and then send salat wa salam on the Prophet. And if anyone didn't know that, please, if the sisters are talking upstairs right now, or if they're doing something that they, you know, that will make them lose the great reward of hearing the words of Allah and the statements of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and learning about this extremely important salat of al-istikhara and dua, I'm asking you sisters right now, please stop what you're doing and be quiet, and stop disturbing those who are around you. Barakallahu fiikunna. So we know from the etiquette of dua that we praise Allah and we glorify Allah, and then we say something of salat wa salam on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Is this the same case with al-istikhara? Is this the same case? Imam al-Nawawi says in his book called Al-Azkar, the book of Zikrs, يُسْتَحَبُّ اسْتِتَاحُ الدُّعَاءِ الْمَذْكُورِ وَخَتْمِهِ بِالْحَمْدِ لِلَّهِ وَالصَّلَاةِ وَالسَّلَامِ عَلَى رَسُولِ اللَّهِ يُسْتَحَبُّ اسْتِتَاحُ الدُّعَاءِ الْمَذْكُورِ وَخَتْمُهُ بِالْحَمْدِ لِلَّهِ وَالصَّلَاةِ وَالسَّلَامِ عَلَى رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. He says it is highly recommended to begin the aforementioned dua, the dua of al-istikhara, and to end the dua with alhamdulillah and as-salat wa salam ala rasulullah. But the evidence is against Imam al-Nawawi. And what is the evidence that is against him? The evidence that is against him is lack of evidence. That's the evidence. Because sometimes in Islam, the evidence for something is lack of evidence. If there is no evidence that the Prophet ﷺ said or did, told us to make the dua like this before al-istikhara or after, and we don't find the Sahaba doing it, then we don't do what the Messenger of Allah didn't do. And this is very, very important, that we do what the Messenger of Allah did and we leave off what the Messenger of Allah didn't, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. The next question is Salatul Istikhara repeated? Is Salatul Istikhara repeated? One of the great scholars of Islam who wrote the book called Badal al-Majhud, he said, وَيَنْبَغِي أَنْ يُكَرِّرَهَا سَبْعًا لِمَا رَوَى إِبْنُ سُنِّي عَنْ أَنَسٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهُ يَا أَنَسُ إِذَا هَمَمْتَ بِأَمْرٍ فَاسْتَخِرْ رَبَّكَ فِيهِ سَبْعَ مَرَّاتٍ ثُمَّ انظُرْ إِلَى الَّذِي يَسْبُقُ إِلَى قَلْبِكَ فَإِنَّ الْخَيْرَ فِيهِ. He said, it is incumbent and befitting for the person to repeat the istikhara prayer 7 times. And the evidence, he says, is that which is related by Ibn Sunni on the authority of Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, where the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in this hadith, O Anas, when you intend to do any affair, then seek the istikhara of your Lord, and do in that seeking the istikhara and that dua, do it 7 times, then look to that which comes to your heart, for surely there will be good in that. If you weren't listening, or if you're not listening, you might go away thinking that this is part of the sunnah to make istikhara 7 times. If you're talking right now, you won't be able to get this benefit. You might leave the masjid thinking that you're supposed to do it 7 times. So if you're talking, you need to be quiet, inshallah, and may Allah bless you all. Ameen. The truth of the matter is that the hadith of Anas radiallahu anhu, which is collected by Ibn Sunni, Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah said, إِسْنَادُهُ غَرِيبٌ فِيهِ مَنْ لَا أَعْرِفُهُ. He said that the chain of this hadith is strange, and there is in this chain people whom I don't know. I don't know about them. And Imam al-Iraqi, al-Hafiz al-Iraqi rahimahullah, he said, الْحَدِيثُ سَاقِطٌ لَا حُجَّةٌ فِيهِ. He said, this hadith has serious problems and it can't be used as a proof. As for the defects in this hadith of telling Anas and therefore telling us that's attributed to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to do this seven times, the illah or the weaknesses in this hadith is a man in the chain named Ibrahim ibn al-Barra. Ibrahim ibn al-Barra. And Ibn Hibban rahimahullah said about him, كان يدور بالشام ويحدث عن الثقات ويحدث عن الثقات بالأشياء موضوعات وعن الضعفاء والمجاهيل بالأشياء المناكير لا يجوز ذكره إلا على سبيل القدح فيه. الله أكبر الله أكبر سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم الله أكبر. And this is mentioned in the book called Al-Mazruhin. And others also mentioned like Al-Uqayli in the book called Al-Du'afa. Ibn Hibban, rahimahullah, said that this man, Ibrahim ibn al-Barra, used to travel around Syria. And he used to narrate from trustworthy people about things which were forged. And he's also narrated from the weak people and the people who were ignorant about those things which were rejected. He says, it is absolutely haram, not permissible, to mention this man, Ibrahim ibn al-Barra, except that you're mentioning him with criticism. As for that which is authentic on how many times we pray Salatul Istikhara, one of the great scholars of Islam today has said that which is authentic is that we mention, that we make Salatul Istikhara marratan wahidatan, which is one time. Wallahu tabarak wa ta'ala a'lam. As for the proof that people use to say that the Salatul Istikhara was repeated, is that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, some people use the proof, is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, or that was said about him, كَانَ إِذَا دَعَى ثَلَاثًا, that when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is collected by Imam Muslim in the book of Jihad, under the section of that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that which he used to meet of harm from the mushrikeen and the munafiqeen, is in Sahih Muslim under the section of Jihad, the book of Jihad, under the section of the Prophet did not meet the mushrikeen except that they would give him harm, or the munafiqeen except they would give him harm. The proof that the people use is that hadith which says that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he used to make dua, he used to make it three times. This is the proof that the people use to say that you make Salatul Istikhara repeatedly. That the Messenger of Allah, كان إذا دعا ثلاثا. When he made dua in threes. This proof that some people use, this hadith which is authentic, that some people use as a proof, the scholars of Islam call this قياسٌ مع الفارق. They call this displaced analogical deduction. Qiyas ma'al farq. Why? It's because the dua of an istikhara is a specified dua after you make a specified salah, which has been stipulated and restricted by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it is not permissible to go and deviate from what the Messenger of Allah stipulated, or anything that the Sahaba understood from him of which he stipulated, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. The next question, what does the person do after they made Salatul Istikhara? After they made Salatul Istikhara and they made the dua of Salatul Istikhara, what do they do after that? Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah, he says, وَإِذَا اسْتَخَارَ مضى بعدها لما ينشرح له صدره والله أعلم. That when the person makes istikhara and that time has passed after that, then he should look to that of which his heart becomes expanded by. He should look when his heart becomes open and becomes expanded, he should look at that, and he said at the end, Wallahu A'lam. Wallahu A'lam. The great scholar of Islam, the scholar of Hadith, Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani, said about Imam al-Nawawi's statement, وَهَذَا لَوْ ثَبَتَ لَكَانَ هُوَ الْمُعْتَمِدُ لَكِنْ سَنَدَهُ وَاهٌ جِدًّا سَنَدَهُ وَاهٌ وَاهٌ جِدًّا. That if this narration that Imam al-Nawawi was using to say that when the person makes the istikhara, that he should look to that which his heart is open up to, Imam al-Nawawi used the hadith that we just said of Anas that is not authentic because of that man Ibrahim al-Barra. Ibn al-Hajar al-Asqalani said, if it were authentic, then it would be depended upon. But the chain of this hadith is extremely unauthentic. Extremely unauthentic. And as for depending on that, what one should do afterwards, one should not look to that which his heart has been expanded to. One should not look to that which his heart or his inclination has been opened up to before the Salat al-Istikhara. But rather, before the Istikhara, he should have the resolve to make that Salat al-Istikhara with a good wudu, and he should make the Salat and then make the Dua, and he should go towards that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained for him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. One of the other scholars of Islam, whose name is Muhammad Badr, he said, know for a surety that the scholars have pointed out, both past and present, that there's no prerequisite conditions concerning Salat al-Istikhara, that the mustakhir, and the mustakhir is the person who makes istikhara. If you're a man, you're called the mustakhir. If you're a woman, you're called the mustakhira. If it's plural, it's mustakhirun. If it's plural feminine, it's mustakhirat, for those who are in Arabic class. He said that there are no preconditions concerning Salat al-Istikhara that the mustakhir or the mustakhira look at some dream. Look at some dream. Or goes to some soothsayer. Or some philosopher. Or astrologer. Or something like this. But rather Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will incite in his heart that which will make him inclined to this way or that way. And his heart will become open thereby, and will that which will make him, that which he should go, he will go to, will dwell in his heart. As Shaykh Muhammad Atallahi Hanif Habibullah, he says about this statement, there is nothing that is reported authentic about sleeping after Salat al-Istikhara and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showing the person what they will see in their dream. But rather, the Sheikh says, I'd like to point this out. The reason why is because most people, he says, claim that istikhara is like some information from Allah. I need to repeat this. Some people, the Sheikh says, Sheikh Muhammad Atallahi Hanif, can you turn that down a little bit, the recitation of Quran, please? Some people claim that al-istikhara is istighbar or istitla', that it is some type of inquiry or information given to them directly from Allah. How many times, this is my statement now, this is your brother Abu Tasneem's statement, how many times, this is not the Sheikh's statement, how many times have you talked to somebody who said they just made istikhara and they say, Allah showed me. Allah showed me that I need to marry that brother. I made istikhara, I turned on the TV, I saw Eddie Murphy, that let me know I should marry that brother because he looked like Eddie Murphy. لا حول ولا قوه الا بالله. لا حول ولا قوه الا بالله. And I'd just like to say that I don't look like Eddie Murphy. Eddie Murphy looks like me because he's a Kaffir. And I can't look like a Kaffir. I'm better than a Kaffir. Alhamdulillah. So the ulama of Islam, like Muhammad Ata'allahi Hanif, Hafizahullah, he says that this is a contrivance, these principles of looking at dreams and thinking that Allah is sending down something after you make your istikhara and putting something in your heart. He said, this has never been explained by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to look at your dreams or to wait for Allah to send you something in your heart. But rather, that the person should make a tawakkul qabl al-fi'l. Qabl al-fi'l. He should make his ultimate dependency and trust before he does the action. And he should have pleasure after he does the action. And whoever puts their trust on Allah, فَمَنْ تَوَكَّلَ عَلَى اللَّهِ قَبْلَهُ, whoever puts their ultimate dependency on Allah before and is pleased with the decree and the occurrence of it after, فَقَدْ قَامَ بِالْعُبُودِيَّةِ, they have firmly established the true slavery of the human being to Allah. So what the person does after the Salat al-Istikhara is first they put their ultimate dependency on Allah al-Aziz, al-Hakim. And then they submit with a full submission to Allah. They submit themselves entirely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala towards that thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen for them. Because that will be the good in it, whether their heart or their nafs opens up or not. Whether their heart or their nafs opens up or not. And the certainty and the trueness, alaykum salam, of the certainty of this will become perfect because the person has put their ultimate dependency on Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for that which is good, for which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knows best. Next question. Is it permissible? Oh, we mentioned that the other night. Is there a specified time before that thing that the istikhara is made for? Is there a specified time? Is there a determined or restricted time before the actual issue or the matter that the person is going to make the istikhara for? Is there a time limit to do it before that? According to the ulama of Islam, the time that is supposed to be done as soon as the issue comes up. And this is based on the statement of the Prophet, إِذَا هَمَّ أَحَدُكُمْ بِالْأَمْرِ, when you have an important matter, then make 2 rak'ah. So as soon as the matter comes, you shouldn't delay. You should make wudu and make it well. And while we're on that point, I'd like to say that perhaps the person has made the salah perfectly and their intention has been cleansed by them, sanitized by them, and they only do it for the pleasure of Allah. And they probably, after the taslim, has made the dua of al-istikhara perfectly, saying the words exactly the way the Messenger of Allah has done it. But one thing might be missing. And that thing is that they didn't make wudu well. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in one narration, whoever has an important matter, they should make wudu and make it well. Then make 2 rak'ah, غير الفريضة, of non-obligatory prayer, then make the words that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, اللهم إني أستخيرك بعلمك وأستقذرك بقدرتك, all the way to the end of the dua. And this is the dua here, a photocopy of it for those who want to learn it. The next question. If a person, the mustakhir, has forgotten the dua of Salatul Istikhara at the end of the salah. And then he remembers it. What does he do? If he's forgotten, or she has forgotten, the dua of al-istikhara at the end of the salah, then they remember it, what do they do? The answer, according to the ulama of Islam, they say, يَنْبَغِي أَنْ يَكُونَ دُعَاءَ الْإِسْتِخَارَةِ عَقْبَ الصَّلَاةِ مُبَاشَرَةً. That is an incumbent and befitting on the person to make the dua of al-istikhara at the end of the salah immediately. Immediately. Without making any type of breaks between the dua and whatever they're going to do. In other words, you made the wudu and you made it well. You make the two rak'ah of non-obligatory prayer. You taslim, and then you go down the street and buy a newspaper, and then you come back home and you make the dua of istikhara. According to the ulama, this is incorrect. This is incorrect. So if the person forgets the dua while he's sitting and he hasn't left or he hasn't spoken, then he should make the dua. He shouldn't move from his spot and he shouldn't speak to anybody, but he should make the dua. If he stood up and he left, then according to the ulama of Islam, it is incumbent, it is obligatory on him to return and make two rak'ahs again, then make the salat, the dua of al-istikhara after that. And if he wants, then he comes, then if he wants, he can come back with the salat, the dua of al-istikhara, if he wants to do it that way, or I should say, if he wants to do it, that's salat al-istikhara, and he's forgotten, he should come back, make the two rak'ahs again, and then make the dua of al-istikhara. And this is based on the Prophet's statement, ثُمَّ الْيَقُلْ, then he should say. Based on the statement of the Prophet, ثُمَّ الْيَقُلْ, then he should say, this lets us know that right after the salah, directly, the person is supposed to make the dua immediately. As soon as they say, As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah to the left, then they immediately should make the dua of al-istikhara without making any breaks in between. So if they go answer the phone, or they go get some crackers and cheese, and they come back, they should not make the dua of al-istikhara, but rather they should make two rak'ahs again, and then they should make the dua of al-istikhara. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Next question. The next question is it absolutely necessary to stick to the words of the dua? Is it absolutely necessary, compulsory, to stick to the words of the dua? The answer to this is naam, of course. Why? Because the nas, or the text of the dua, is a specified text. The dua of al-istikhara is a specified dua. And there's a proof for this, that we cannot change the words. Even if the words that you're choosing or substituting for the words in the dua are exactly the same meaning. Let's say that you're a PhD in Arabic, or you know the Arabic language very well, and you take out two or three words or one word from the dua of al-istikhara and you replace that word with a word that is exactly the meaning of that. The meaning is the same. What's the problem? The problem is that this is from revelation. And it's not permissible, even if the word is correct, to substitute the words that Allah has sent down. And we have a narration that's in Al-Bukhari and Muslim on the authority of Al-Barra ibn Azib radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught him that when he went to bed at night, that he should say, آمَنْتُ بِكِتَابِكَ الَّذِي, and this is the end of the dua, آمَنْتُ بِكِتَابِكَ الَّذِي أَنزَلْتَ وَبِنَبِيِّكَ الَّذِي أَرْسَلْتَ. The end of the dua is, I believe in the book of which you have revealed, sent down, O Allah, and in the Prophet of which you have sent. This is what Al-Barra ibn Azib said. He said, آمَنْتُ بِكِتَابِكَ الَّذِي أَنزَلْتَ. This is what the Prophet was teaching him to make this dua. O Allah, I believe, this is only part of the dua, now this is not the whole dua, this is the end of the dua, I believe in the book of which you have sent down, and in your prophet of which you have sent. When Al-Barra, the companion, went to go back to say this dua, when he was going to bed, he said this word. Instead of saying, "Amantu bi kitabika alladhi anzalta," I believe in the book that you sent down, "wa bi nabiyyika alladhi arsalta," and in the prophet that you have sent, he said, "wa bi rasulika alladhi arsalta," and in the messenger that you have sent. Even though the prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a prophet and a messenger, he switched the word from prophet to messenger. The prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "La, wa bi nabiyyika alladhi arsalta," you're supposed to say, "in the prophet and the prophet of which you sent." Even though the prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a messenger, it's not permissible to change the text, the words that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has inspired the messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to say. And this is the proof that it is obligatory to stick to the actual text of the dua. Wallahu tabarak wa ta'ala a'lam. Next and last question, inshallah, for this evening. Is it permissible for the person who hasn't memorized the words of istikhara to be able to read it from a book? And this is one of the reasons why I said no questions, because I'm pretty sure that somebody was going to ask this question. According to Sheikh Adnan Al-Ur'ur Hafizahullah, he says, لا نرى مانعا من تلقين الدعاء من لا يحفظه ليضعو به أو قراءته من ورقة أو كتاب لقوله تعالى لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. سورة البقرة verse 286. He says, we don't see any prohibition in the person's mentioning the dua or reading the dua who has not memorized it, by saying the dua or reading it from a piece of paper or a book. Because Allah has said, the English translation that is, Allah does not put a responsibility on a soul more than it can bear. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ مَاسْتَطَعْتُمْ. This is Surah At-Taghabun, verse 16. The meaning of it is, inshaAllah ta'ala, so fear Allah as much as you can. The Shaykh goes on, he says, وَعَلَى الْمُسْلِمِ الْقَادِرِ عَلَى حِفْظِ الدُّعَى. But the Muslim who's able to memorize this dua, and Allah, this is my words, and Allah knows if you're able to memorize it, because if you can memorize Drew Hill's CDs, and you can memorize Little Kim, وَلِعَوْضُ بِاللَّهِ, and you can memorize Biggie Smalls and these commercials, then I'm sure you can take out time to memorize the dua of istikhara, which might be your heaven or your hell. So the Shaykh says that it is incumbent upon, no, he says it's obligatory. Don't worry about it. You don't have to know about who these people are. Don't worry about it. If you don't know who these people are, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it, akhi. That's good that you don't know who those people are. Alhamdulillah. So the Shaykh says, the Muslim who has the ability, he should memorize it. She should memorize it. If they have the ability, they should memorize it. Because the memorization, in the memorization of this dua, is khayrun azim. It's a tremendous, tremendous good. And seldom will a Muslim who has taqwa let any time go by, day or night, week or month, minute or second, except that they're always busying themselves with memorizing the book of Allah or the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the Shaykh says they should make istikhara to their Lord from that which they have memorized. He says, because perhaps one day they might be on a trip. They might be on a train or a boat or a plane, yarhamakumullah. They might be on the subway, wherever, and they get off at Hoyt and Skimmerhorn, and they have to make salat al-istikhara, and they don't have authentic supplications with them. They don't have supplications throughout the night and the day with them. They don't have the fortitude of the Muslim with them. They don't have al-azkar with them. They don't have the little piece of paper they was memorizing that fell out their pocket when they was looking in the video store. So what are they going to do? Now they're in trouble. So it's important that we memorize the du'a of al-istikhara, and there's a lot of benefit in it. And one of the benefits of it is that we help preserve the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa sallam. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت وحدك لا شريك لك أستغفرك وأتوب إليك والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.